Call to order, Neese County District of St. Mary's Regular Council Meeting, Wednesday, July the 15th, 2026, at 5:35. Can I have a roll call, please?
Warden Fuller.
Regrets.
Deputy Warden Malloy.
Here.
Counselor Bieber.
Here.
Counselor O'Connell.
Here.
Counselor Tippett.
Here.
Also in chambers, we have CAO Leslie McFarland, Municipal Clerk Janelle Fleet, and Department of Public Works Teddy Stevens. Are there any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, could I have approval of the agenda?
I move to approve.
Moved by Counselor O'Connell.
I'll second it.
Second by Counselor Bieber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Right.
Agenda's approved. Could I have approval of the minutes of the council meeting held on June 17th? We have three here, three different minutes, so I'm going to do, excuse me, I'm going to do them all separate, right? Approval of the minutes of council meeting on Wednesday, June 17th. Could I have seconded?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes are approved. Could I have approval of the minutes of the Emergency Council held June the 23rd, 2026? Moved by Counselor O'Connell, second.
I'll second.
By Counselor Tippett. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes are approved. Could I have approval of the minutes of the Emergency Council held July the 7th, 2026?
I'll make that motion.
Moved by Counselor Tippett.
I'll second.
Second by Counselor Bieber. Discussion? All in favor, minutes are approved. Now we have recommendations from the committee of the whole.
Oh, we have business arising.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed the business arising, sorry. Is there any business arising from any of those minutes? Hearing none, could I have someone move those minutes? I already did, yeah. Thank you. I'm getting there. Okay, now we're going to do recommendations of committee, to the committee of the whole, on June the 3rd. And the first recommendation. On the recommendation of Counselor O'Connell, second by Counselor Tippett, Counselor repeal the existing municipal emergency measures by law. Such repeal to take effect upon the coming into force of the Regional Emergency Management Organization by law. Could I have someone move that?
I will.
Moved by Counselor Tippett, second.
I'll second.
Counselor O'Connell, discussion? All in favor? That motion is approved. June the 17th, I'm going to refer this one to our CAO.
So we usually only have recommendations coming from committees of council, not from other meetings of council. But because this is a bylaw, we have a recommendation, we need to have a second reading. So we just are bringing forward from the first reading that happened on June 17th, for a second reading of the Regional Emergency Management Organization bylaw. So the deputy warden will be looking for someone to move and second, that second reading has been given to the bylaw. I can also say that, subject to that, then Garsborough and Mulgrave will also be doing theirs within the next few days if they haven't already, or one of them may be doing it tonight. And then once all three have approved, then all three together go to the province. And then the province will formally approve our REMO bylaw, at which point the motion that you just previously approved to repeal our existing emergency measures bylaw would then take effect. So that's just some background. You're looking for a mover and seconder for this one.
So on a motion of Counselor.
I'll make that motion.
Counselor Thibault.
I'll second.
Second, the Counselor Bieber. Counsel gives second reading to the Regional Emergency Management Organization Bylaw. All in discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is approved. Committee of the Whole, July the 6th, 2026. On a recommendation of Counselor Bieber, second by Deputy Warden Malloy, Council approved the proposed Community Heroes Appreciation Event Awards categories, nomination process, and number of awards per category as outlined in this report. Could I have someone move that?
I'll move.
Moved by Counselor Bieber.
I'll second.
Second by Counselor Thibault. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is approved. We also have another one. On a recommendation of Counselor Thibault, second by Counselor Bieber, Council appoint Counselor Dana O'Connell as a member and chair of the Source Water Protection Committee for the remainder of the current council term or until a successor is appointed by council. Could I have someone move that?
I'll make the motion to move.
Moved by Counselor Bieber.
I'll second it.
Second by Counselor Thibault. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion approved. On a recommendation of Counselor O'Connell, second by Counselor Bieber, Council ratified the expenditure of $6,500 plus HST to Strait Engineering for professional fees to prepare a submission to the Sustainable Committee Communities Challenge Fund to provide water resiliency for the Rexplex and a public portable water filling station to be funded from the municipal capital reserve.
I'm moved to approve.
Moved by Counselor O'Connell.
I'll second.
Second by Counselor Thibault. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That motion is approved. We have one more. Committee of the Whole, July the 15th, then I'm going to refer that to our CAO, Leslie.
Thanks, Deputy Warden. So earlier this evening, Committee of the Whole met just in the prior meeting as Planning Advisory Committee and received a recommendation that is noted here. And so this is a recommendation then that council authorized staff to schedule the public hearing at 5 p.m. based on the meeting that just took place a few moments ago.
Could I have a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion.
Approved by Councillor Thibault, second by?
I'll second.
Councillor O'Connell. The Committee of the Whole, acting in the capacity of the Planning Advisory Committee, recommend that council authorize staff to schedule a public hearing at 5 p.m. on July the 30th, 2026, for the rezoning request per PIN number 3750347. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That motion is approved. The next thing on our agenda is correspondence from the cruiser. I have every time to read that. And number 9 is external committee reports. There's one from Sherbrooke Restoration, Village Restoration Committee, and sent in by Councilor Dane O'Connell. There's the Port Beckert and Lighthouse Association sent in by Deputy Warden Malloy. Does anyone have any questions on those two submissions? Hearing none. Other matters of business. There's a staff report request for rezoning, PID 3752985-6. And I'm going to send that over to the CAO again. Leslie.
Thanks, Deputy Warden. So again, earlier this evening, we had a public hearing. It was regarding an application from Stephen Pye to have PID 37529856 in Ecom Seacom rezoned from rural resource to general commercial to allow the operation of a motor vehicle inspection station on that property. And for clarity, the submission was reviewed by the development officer and found to be aligned with the MPS and LUB and put through the formal process that's outlined in our municipal planning strategy land use bylaw and in the MGA. And so it's gone through the planning advisory committee recommendation, the council decision to hold a public hearing, and then the public hearing itself, which was attended this evening by 8 members of the public who were in favor of the proposal. And the decision now in front of council is whether to approve the rezoning application, to deny the rezoning application, or to recommend that the matter be referred back, whether to staff or to the applicant or whomever, for further information if council feels they don't have sufficient information. And so following my presentation of this staff report, Deputy Warden, I would suggest that you ask for a member of council to move one of the following 3 options. And once you have a seconder, then there could be discussion on that matter. I'm happy to take any questions during that time.
Thank you. Would a member of council like to move one of the 3 options, and which Leslie just outlined, recommendation to approve the rezoning application, or recommendation to deny the rezoning application, or option 3, recommendation to refer matter back for further review and consideration?
I'll move to approve option 1.
I will second it.
Moved by Councillor O'Connell to approve option 1, which is to approve the rezoning application. It was seconded by Councillor Thibault. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That motion is approved. Number 10B is a staff report grant and submission, and that's back to our CAO.
Thanks, Deputy Warden. This is just for information tonight, but we informed council on an earlier date, which I think is in here in the staff report, somewhere July 7th, that we've submitted now the pre-screening for this, for the drilled well and a potable water filling station up at the Recplex. And then since that time, they confirmed that we were approved to go on to the next step, which is great. We have to submit the next step by July 23rd. But they did clarify that based on our situation, we need to contribute 30%. And based on the total project costs at the moment, that is higher than we have currently budgeted. We currently have a budget of $60,000. This would require an estimated municipal contribution of $95,745. I can say this is early days. We're still working with Strait to determine if those are the real total costs. That's a significant. We're hoping that we can find ways to reduce the scope, not reduce the scope, reduce the cost and not reduce the scope, to still have those 2 outcomes without increasing this. But at this moment, that's what it's looking like. So we just wanted to inform council of that. And again, we don't know if we will be accepted for the grant, and there's no commitment at this time. It's more of an informational item to let council know that potentially we may require up to $95,000 at the way the grant application is looking. But we're hoping to find ways to minimize that down to the $60,000 we have budgeted. And we will definitely continue to provide updates on an ongoing basis. But I'm happy to take any questions on that.
I need to move a second.
That's just for information. You can ask if council has any questions.
Question, council have any questions on the J-class or
previous?
Is it the J-class or the other one?
The previous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
just see a quick question on the potable water. So that's to, I guess if we experienced another drought, we would have a resource ready available for, and the potable water station would be inside the Reflex, I think.
I think it would be outside. That's what they currently have quoted, but there's lots of different ways this could go. But it's up at the Reflex so that it's not on the water utility, so that it would be, if we are in a water conservation state, then we would be affecting the water utility. But those are some of the things we're still looking at in terms of what are the various costs of the different design options. But the one that Strait is currently recommending is something that would be a sort of standalone unit, but it is more expensive, so there might be other options.
And this is still in the initial stages, so there'll be time for another question, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. And we can look at options as we get going with Strait. They're still trying to map out what the solution might be and then bring us options back for consideration. But this is on the high end, I would say, of what may be the option. There's some benefits to going outside, though. Then you don't have to have any staff or anybody there. So, you know, it might be a good solution. Other municipalities have thought of solutions like that. But anyway, it's just currently it's the only option that we have from them. And it's we think it's a little on the high end. But again, it may be the best solution for the municipality. So we'll be able to bring more options forward as we go ahead. But this is what we're going to put in for the submission, because we don't have, Lisa just hasn't been a lot of time. But through that process, we can still, once we get the grant funding, we can still look at different options.
So the next one is. No further questions. So it's just for information purposes. And this next one is the J-Class Road Agreement. We need to have a recommendation on that.
I'll speak to it.
Okay.
Thanks, Deputy Warden. I'll speak to this. So for years now, we've had a cost-sharing agreement with the province that allows us to submit J-Class roads for paving. And we have to enter into this agreement in order to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So really, it's just asking for council to authorize the municipality to enter into a 3-year cost share agreement as per the recommendation there. It's actually a motion because we're bringing it straight to council. It's very routine. And in the interest of time, rather than take it first to committee of the whole, we just brought it straight forward to council. It doesn't commit the municipality in any way. It just enables us to have eligibility to submit J-Class roads in the future.
We usually submit anyway to the province and see how much it's going to cost.
Mm-hmm.
Could I have someone move that the council authorize the municipality to enter into the province of Nova Scotia 3-year cost share agreement for 2026? -020 for the paving of subdivision J-Class streets and authorize the warden and the chief administration officer to execute the agreement on behalf of the municipality. Does someone move?
I'll move to enter into that agreement.
Moved by Councillor.
I'll second.
Councillor Connell. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
So that motion is approved. So now there's a staff report for transfer station CPD water testing, and we'll send that over to Teddy.
Okay, on January 21st, 2026, Council awarded Strait Engineering Limited a contract to develop a groundwater leachate monitoring plan. This is a directive from Department of Environment and Climate Change. This is the next step required for Department of Labor or Department of Environment to permanently close the C&D cells at the transfer station. Findings from the initial investigation resulted in the requirement of quarterly testing for at least the next 2 years, as opposed to biannually testing that has been completed in the past. Under the municipal standing offer for engineering services, Straight Engineering Limited has provided a quote for the initial sampling and testing of the groundwater leachate. The quoted price from Straight Engineering Limited for the first quarter of monitoring, as well as surveying and mapping of all well and cell locations, is $13,120 plus HST. The amount budgeted for the transfer station monitoring in 26-27 is $8,000. Approximately $13,000 of additional operating funding was carried over from 25-26 for any activities that may be required to achieve compliance with the closure of the C&D disposal site, as outlined in the staff report presented to Committee of the Whole January 7, 2026. Pending completion of the first quarterly monitoring, Straight will provide pricing for future quarterly monitoring.
We have a recommendation the council approved Straight Engineering Limited to complete the first quarterly transfer station groundwater and leachate testing to fulfill the requirements of the NS Department of Environment and Climate Change for the quoted price of $13,120 plus HST, sourced from operating funds budgeted in 2026-27 and carried forward from 2025-2026. Could I have a motion to move?
Make the motion.
Councillor Beaver. Second. Councillor Thibault. Discussion? All in favor?
Can I ask a question now in the discussion period?
Okay.
Do we only get quotes from Straight Engineering usually? Like with something like this?
Yeah, they did the initial investigation, and this is what we determined would be the best way forward to satisfy Department of Environment's regulations in order to close this of these cells.
And the $13,120 HST is just for one quarter?
That's correct, yeah. That includes the initial survey and mapping of all the wells and cell locations of C&D.
So that's probably something they wouldn't do every
quarter. No, it's just a one-time thing. So it'll be a different price for the next quarterly testing.
Just a couple of questions, Teddy. So as I understand, we have seven different wells that the engineering company is taking test samples from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, so quarterly, how many years are we going to have to follow the quarterly sampling process? Do you have an idea?
As of right now, it's going to be a minimum of 2 years. We are hoping if all of our sampling results are satisfactory, we'll be able to reapply to return to biannually after a 2 year period.
Sure. And how many years would we be, how many years are we committed to doing these samples?
The general guidelines for closing a C&D cell would be 20 years of testing. Sometimes if your sampling results are satisfactory, you can apply to have it ending sooner, but it's generally 20 years.
Any other questions?
It's not a question, but I just want to clarify, and I know Teddy said it, but I just want to say it one more time. This 13,000 is the first time, but it includes mapping, it includes other things, and we don't believe that it's going to be this cost every quarter, and we will be bringing them forward for the next quarter, and we'll have a better sense of what the ongoing costs are really going to be once we get through this first quarter's testing.
Hearing no more discussion, could I, all in favor?
Aye.
So the motion is approved. And we're going to number 11, the CAO report.
It's a pretty comprehensive report. It's fairly similar to what we've provided in the past. We did highlight a few things specifically. One, for example, that there weren't any specific responses to the municipality's expression of interest, but that as with all commercial development, and as you saw tonight, the municipality remains open to requests from developers interested in pursuing various things that could include pharmacy services in the form of rezoning requests or other development supports. So it's very good to see the rezoning requests starting to come forward. And then a number of things about different activities that are coming up. And we also have our capital update on the back. And I'm pleased to say great work to the Public Works team, because they already have completed 6 out of the 20 projects that we have, which is a little bit ahead for being done the first quarter. So I think we're in really good shape as the year is moving forward. And a lot of great work has happened on the other ones as well. Like, they're really moving well with all of these projects. So again, happy to take any questions you may have on this report.
Is the ice edger up at the rink complex now?
It's here. It's here. Paid for. It's ours.
Yeah, good.
Pray for good ice.
Yeah, just a question on the water meters. So I noticed that 25 water meters have arrived in the installation of the meters. Yeah. Any idea how the installation is going? Is it is there any?
Currently, there's 6 of the 25 installed.
I mean, is it a long process to do that?
It's usually 2 or 3 hours a lot per meter. Some take longer, some take less, but it's also juggling the whole public work schedule as a whole in between. So it's not something that we can dedicate all of our time to all in one slot. So we fit it in when we can.
Great.
Who installs them?
The public works team.
Like you our team?
Our team. Yep.
But they are on track.
They are on track. Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
Any more questions? As this is the end of our agenda, so there's no further matters of business. This meeting is adjourned at 6:02.